Hi, I'm Gandalf, inviting you along to discover what's wonderful in the Eastern Sierra. We're only about 5 miles north of the town of Bishop and west of Highway 6, but it's like another world. The snow-capped Sierra Nevada to the west, the White Mountains to the east, and in between, the volcanic tableland. A desert landscape of reddish-brown rock, vast and smooth as a table from a distance, but where we stand within it, you can see it's cut with deep escarpments and dotted with huge boulders eroded into fantastic curving forms with windows and arches and overhanging waves. In the lowest part of the tableland, there's a wide ribbon of green meandering north to south, and we followed it up to its source, a series of springs that create this rare desert wetland. Fish slew. I'd say it's very quiet here, but it's full of the sound of birds. There are ducks in the water, and I recognize a red-winged blackbird. Let's ask Joy Fatu, a wildlife biologist with the Bureau of Land Management, what else are we seeing and hearing here?
Well, that one we're hearing right now is called a common yellowthroat, although they're not all that common in our area. You see him? He's the little yellow guy perched on a tule over there, wearing a black Lone Ranger mask. There's a marsh wren hopping around, probably the smallest bird in the wetland here. And look, there's a great blue heron taking off. Stands 4 feet tall with a 6-foot wingspan.
Wow.
The wetland attracts a lot of birds that you wouldn't find in the desert.
Now, when I look into the water, I see these amazing little fish flashing their blue and silver stripes and chasing each other around. What's going on here?
Those are Owen's pupfish. The males are each defending their own little territory and chasing all the other males out of it. Now watch what happens when a little brown one swims in.
That one must be a female. He's not chasing her away. So Owen's pupfish are found only in the Owens Valley?
Yes, and they're an endangered species. In fact, at one time they were thought to be completely extinct until they were rediscovered here at Fish Slough.
Are there other fish in Fish Slough?
There's one other native fish, the Owen's speckled dace. There are also bass downstream, and you can fish for them, but the headwater springs are reserved for the little native fish because they can't defend themselves against the big non-natives.
Isn't there also a plant found nowhere else in the world?
Fish slough milkvetch. I'll show you one. We just need to walk a little bit away from the water into the alkali meadow community. See how the soil here is white and crusty? It almost looks like snow.
Uh-huh.
That's all alkali salts. It's a very challenging environment for plants, except for the ones that are especially adapted to it. So Alkali Meadow is a rare plant community. And here's our fish slough milkvetch. See, it's this low sprawling plant with the purple flowers and the big inflated seed pods with purple and pink kind of spots on them.
Look at that. Did all this water in the desert attract people here in ancient times?
There is lots of evidence of prehistoric use. You can find rock rings that served as house foundations, bedrock mortars for grinding grains. Of course, it's all protected by law, and you wouldn't want to disturb anything because you'd be destroying evidence that archaeologists could have used to tell the story of what happened here maybe thousands of years ago. For instance, this little scattering of obsidian flakes on the ground right beside us.
Oh.
To us, it's just shiny, pretty bits of rock, but an archaeologist could figure out where the obsidian came from, when somebody sat here working it, what kind of techniques they used, whether they sat right here and made a finished tool or just roughed out a blank to finish later.
I heard there are petroglyphs, pictures and symbols carved into rock.
Yeah, there are some very near here. Hop in the truck.
Wow, these are amazing. This whole cliff face is covered with them. This looks like a handprint. This could be a lizard. This is a spiral.
Nobody knows exactly what any of it means. In fact, the Paiute people who were here at the time of contact attribute them to an even more ancient culture. But you could tell that they're important because somebody spent an incredible amount of time making them.
How do you protect all these rare and fragile resources?
Well, it's designated as an area of critical environmental concern, and there are four agencies working together to manage it. Most of it is public land administered by BLM. Parts of the wetland are owned by Los Angeles Department of Water and Power and California Department of Fish and Game, which, of course, is responsible for the fish and wildlife, regardless of who owns their habitat, along with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which administers the Endangered Species Act, and we have Fish Loo milk vetch listed as threatened, and the Owens pupfish as endangered. Then we have University of California as a research partner, and of course the Bishop Paiute Tribe is involved.
I see.
Plus we have some great nonprofits helping us. The Eastern Sierra Institute for Collaborative Education puts on an outdoor ed program for all the school kids in the Owens Valley.
Wow.
Eastern Sierra Audubon Society has adopted Fish Loo, and Friends of the Inyo helps coordinate a volunteer patrol of trained docents who take turns spending a day out here.
A team of volunteer docents. Good idea.
They drive around in a government truck, keep an eye on things, offer people information, make sure they know it's a special place. They also pick up litter, pull weeds, check for vandalism, rake out any illegal off-road vehicle tracks before anyone follows them.
Sounds like a great way to help this amazing place and really get to know it at the same time. What if I want to join?
You could call Friends of the Inyo at 760-873-6500, or you could call me at 760-872-5029. We'll get you in on our next docent training.
I will. Thank you, everyone, for joining me at Fish Slough, a rare, mysterious, and truly beautiful desert wetland. This is What's Wonderful in the Eastern Sierra.